Governor Inslee is in France right now, where leaders from around the world are trying to figure out how to tackle climate change. And KUOW's EarthFix reporter, Ashley Ahern, you've been following what the governor's doing in Paris.
Unfortunately, not in Paris here
no,
in Seattle.
Sadly.
But yes, he has been very busy. He's been meeting with all of these leaders, international leaders, or what are called subnational leaders. These aren't the bigwigs. These are the mayors and the governors that are coming together from around the world to form some interesting alliances and actually make some pretty concrete moves to reduce their CO2 emissions. He's been talking with leaders from Quebec and Ontario, Canadian provinces, about cap and trade and limiting our CO2 emissions and working with the Canadians as well as the northeast part of the U.S. on that project as well.
So what is something that Governor Inslee has announced on his visit?
That's right. In terms of concrete, beyond signing on to these lofty agreements, he has actually made an announcement that the state fleet is going to be made up of 20% electric vehicles by 2017. So that is a real initiative that he is, saying, let's do this. Let's do this, because when the state leads, when the government, makes a purchasing order of that size, then the industry, it kind of sends a signal that will filter down. Not that Washington State, with our heavy adoption of electric vehicles, needs a huge hint from the leadership in this state. But
yeah, I know a fraction of what you know, but honestly, my first reaction was, only 20%. But is it a heavy lift to make?
Oh, yeah, I mean, the state only has 1% of electric vehicles right now for the state fleet, not the private passenger vehicles.
Yes.
But we actually have 3 out of every 1,000 cars registered in Washington State is an electric vehicle. And we're one of the top EV adopters in the country. And the reason this makes sense here is because we have such heavy penetration of green energy, hydropower, really. We're the biggest user of hydropower in the country.
Yeah. So our electricity is relatively clean.
Yes.
Non-emission-y.
Yes, we do. I mean, Washingtonians love to think that our power is perfectly green. That's not true, right? Some of our power in the mix is coal. It's hard to say at what time of day or what utility you're using, where your power is coming from at any given moment. There is coal in the mix. There is less coal in the mix than, say, Montana. So if you're driving an electric car in Washington State, you are far likely to have a lower carbon footprint of that electricity than if you're driving in other parts of the country, which is kind of the message the governor is sending by saying, we're going to tackle our CO2 emissions as a state. Transportation and cars are a major source of pollution for CO2 in this state because we have such a clean power utility mix.
So we have, of course, other elected leaders in Washington State who don't agree with Inslee. What are they saying about his trip to Paris?
Well, I talked to Senator Doug Erickson yesterday. He's a Republican from Ferndale, state senator, and he called the Paris climate talks a socialist wealth redistribution system where wealthy countries are being asked to help poorer countries adapt and manage the effects of climate change. And he's also been a staunch opposer of Governor Inslee's efforts and Democratic efforts to fight climate change and institute legislation here in the state. Here's what he had to say.
There's lots of things going on here in Washington State that are probably just as important or more important than attending a couple of third-party media events in Paris. He's basically there as a spectator and party-goer. So, I mean, I think he should have Skyped it in, save the carbon footprint.
Skyped it in instead of flying
yes.
to Paris?
Yep.
What, did the governor take that sitting down?
Well, the governor had a press call this morning, and I told him about what Senator Erickson had said and asked him about it, and he said, that's a pretty silly comment, and, that the state is moving ahead and taking some real action with this new carbon capping rule that's going to be coming out from the State Department of Ecology. And he said he really wished that that side of the aisle, that Senator Doug Erickson's side of the aisle, was willing to play ball and look for solutions with him on this.
Governor Inslee in Paris for the UN climate talks, and among his priorities, he wants at least 20% of all new Washington State passenger vehicles. This is the state fleet?
State fleet, yes.
The state fleet to be electric vehicles by 2017. Meanwhile, he's working on the carbon capping. That's KOW's EarthFix reporter, Ashley Ahern. Ashley, thank you.
Thank you.